This is the time when Parliament really has to assert its leadership in Sri Lanka. I think the opposition has to step up to the plate, nominate someone to be president and prime minister, and Parliament must agree to that. In the interim, the constitution provides that the speaker will be in charge, an acting president, until a new president and prime minister are appointed.
There's also been a call for abolishing the executive presidency, the concentration of so much power in one individual. So hopefully they will elect someone with the agreement that it would only be a symbolic president until a such time that constitutional changes can be brought for them to abolish the executive presidency.
I think the most important thing for Sri Lanka now is stability and credibility. The discussions with the IMF are ongoing. Alleviating the problems of the country fully is a process that will take at least a year. But in the interim, bringing confidence and trust in the government alone can unlock bridge financing and support for Sri Lanka that can reduce the shortages that are causing extreme pain and difficulty for society.
The crucial need now is the supply of fuel and medicines and food. In particular, we are facing a food crisis. This is not the time for economic reforms. We would have to get a fresh mandate with a new government before we can go for economic reforms. Immediately, there can't be any more austerity. People should be given relief to be able to survive. Our economy could be shrinking as much as by a tenth this year. So it's a very dire situation.